Tefillah and Karbanis have the aspect of avodah in common, service of Hashem. If you were to have a very close friend, someone you truly adored, respected, even revered, you would want to be around him or her, learn from them, and gain from the closeness. We would perhaps give them gifts, monetary, meaningful gifts, all to demonstrate the depths of our relationship. But one thing we would never do is we wouldn't slaughter a calf or a sheep and sacrifice it in their honor. That's just simply not something you do for a friend. Unless you, chas v'shalom, begin to attribute godliness to them, create an avodah zarah. Sacrifice is beyond the realm of friendship. It's something that we only simply do to Hashem, to a God. And why is that? In a friendship, there's a balance. You're both humans. You're both on equal turf. And there's a concept of chayecha kaidman. Your own life comes first. Sacrificing a carbon means you're essentially spilling your own blood to Hashem, which means you're demonstrating the depth of your belief and trust in Hashem, your complete dependence, reliance, his batlus to Hashem. It goes beyond your life. We're willing to give up everything to his greatness and elikus. Hashem is netzchias, he's forever. He's beyond this physical world. And therefore it's justified to sacrifice a carbon, which in essence means that you're sacrificing yourself or giving yourself over completely to Hashem. That's what tefillah is as well. We, when we daven, are meant to realize Hashem's greatness, his omnipotence, and how our life and all that we need is dependent on Hashem's will. And only Hashem can fill them. And it's clear that our life is batel to Hashem, totally dependent. And only once we have that recognition, then naturally we'll ask for our needs from the only one who can fulfill them. Perhaps we should even say that if we were only to ask from Hashem what we need without first praising and recognizing his ultimate greatness, then we would be asking from Hashem just as we would ask a doctor to treat us, or a poor person would ask a rich person to lend him money. When you don't have something and you approach someone who does, you ask for it. This would be simple asking without attributing any godliness and elikos to Hashem, and would not be classified as avodah at all. Avodah is only when we communicate Hashem's godliness in our actions in tefillah. Now, it's true, doing so, even if we would just ask, it's davening and Hashem will listen regardless. But what the Torah obligates us to do every day is avodah, and avodah is only with praise first, because that's how we change what we're doing from a simple request to a complete recognition and attribution of elokus and godliness to Hashem, which is true service. When we come to davening, and specifically when we have something on our mind that we need to daven for, we have a tendency to brush through the first brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and get to the requests we so desperately need. However, we now see that the whole nature of the tefillah is entirely different if it is prefaced with the proper shevach and praise to Hashem first. From our perspective, if we utilize the first brachas to focus and appreciate Hashem's greatness, then the act of asking for our needs becomes avodah and creates a tremendous bond between us and Hashem, the bond of a servant and a master, and a God and his creation.